I'm nervous about our band concert. Some of the music is really tricky. I hope our conductor keeps us on time.
Well, that's what a good conductor does. So make sure you follow him, just like you follow Jesus. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you're listening. My name is Zach. Have you ever played Follow the Leader? That's the game where everybody follows one person no matter where they go or what they do. If they jump over a log, you jump over a log. Or if they run under the swing set, you do that too. It's fun to play, but only if you're following the right person. In life, it's like that too. Ephesians 5 verses 1 and 2 says, "Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love." Our story today is entitled Band Member Part 2. "You and Dad are coming to my band concert tonight, right?" Zane asked at breakfast one day. "I've been practicing so much, I think I know our pieces backwards. And I get to play a special number with a smaller group, a brass ensemble." "We'll be there," Mom assured him. "We wouldn't miss it." "Can I go too?" Matilda asked eagerly. Mom assured her that she could go along. When it was time to get ready for the concert that evening, Zane was a bit nervous. "The timing on some of our pieces is kind of tricky," he said. "What if I mess up?" "Just watch your conductor carefully and you'll do fine," said Dad. Zane nodded. Mr. Liu stopped us in the middle of a piece the other day. Torin, one of the drummers, was really going at it, and he wasn't watching Mr. Liu at all. He played half a line before he realized nobody else was playing. Everybody laughed, even Mr. Liu, but then he gave us all a lecture on how important it is to follow his leading. He paused, then added, "I really like him. He's a good band leader." "Mine is too," said Matilda. "You don't have a band leader," said Zane. "You're not in a band." "M2," said Matilda. "I'm a Christian, so I'm in God's band of believers." She looked accusingly at her brother. "You forgot." "Good for you, Matilda," said Dad. "You remembered, and I know you want to follow your leader, too. Who is that leader?" "Jesus," Matilda answered. "That's right," said Dad. "He's the very best leader of all." "What happens if I don't follow him?" asked Matilda. "Well," said Dad, "Zane's band has to follow their leader to play a beautiful song for other people to hear. And it's the same with Christians, too. As we follow Jesus' example and let him lead us in sharing his love with others, our lives become a beautiful song that helps others hear about him and what he did to save us. There may be times when we mess up or play out of tune, times when we sin and do things that are selfish and wrong, but all we have to do is confess our sin, and Jesus will forgive us and help us find our place again. So how about you? Are you following Jesus? Are you letting him guide you in how to live your life? If you're a Christian, you're a member of his band of believers, the church, and he is your leader. As you learn more about him in the Bible, trust him to lead you in loving others the way he does. There will be times when you mess up and do things that are wrong, but Jesus will forgive you and help you do better. Follow Jesus and trust him to make your life a beautiful song that points others to him. Our key verse is Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2.
"Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us."
And our key thought today, follow Jesus. If you want an easy way to make time for God every single day, then ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen to Keys for Kids wherever you have an Echo device, like in the kitchen when you're eating lunch or at bedtime just before you go to sleep. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.